Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, how you doing?
Sir.
Good, good. Hey, I got you 77, 76 back there.
I honestly thought it was 75.
Where are you coming from?
California.
Man, you've been smoking weed, man.
Yeah,
I can smell it.
Well, I mean, I'm a patient.
Oh, you're a patient? You got a marijuana in here?
No, not really. Not anymore.
Not anymore? You smoked it all?
I did.
Born December 7th in California. He is an over two-decade member of the Tulsa, Oklahoma Police Department who works as a gang unit supervisor. You've seen him on the hit A&E show, Live PD, and as host of PD Cam, and Live PD returns with all new episodes on March 29th. Please welcome, friend of the show, Sergeant Sean Sticks Larkin.
Sergeant F. Stick, how have you been?
Wonderful, guys. How are you doing?
I heard you was back off vacation.
I did. I flew in late last night and woke up and get to talk to your lovely voice first thing this morning.
That's so, really...
Yeah, pretty special.
Just
my
me
vacation continues right now.
So everything's been good in your world, man? Live PD is back. All new episodes starting Friday, a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow we'll be back. You know, it's kind of one of those deals that early on in my police career when I'd have some time off and, you know, I'd enjoy it, but I was itching to get back, and I actually feel the same way right now by getting back in studio. I'm ready to get these new agencies on and get going.
Well, look, it's a great idea. You know, you take the Live PD out, they're from one control area, and you can literally go from camera and crew in different cities and cut to them live. And that's a pretty big idea, and that's hard to do for a lot of reasons, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how graphic it's going to be. You don't know, you know, the legalities of some of it sometimes, you know, because it's all very tricky.
Very, very tricky. Yeah, you know, when this thing first started, I mean, there's a lot of people behind the scenes that are part of this thing, you know, and myself, Dan, and Tom, you know, we're the faces of it, so to speak. But, you know, the guys behind there making stuff happen, the stress that they have, calling out where to go to. I mean, I'm not lying. There are arguments in that control room between producers of, you know, what agency they want to try to get on because something's happening. And like you said, you can only get one thing on at a time. There are a team of attorneys that are there trying to help determine what can be seen, you know, get that off of there now and that type of stuff. It's a lot of stress, but on the same note, it's a lot of fun.
You, by the way, have you seen, I meant to talk to you about this, the Bola wrap that they're developing for police departments where it shoots out at about 600 feet per second, and it's a tungsten cable that wraps around the arms and legs and slows them or drops them?
I'm sorry, my phone switched over from the car back to my phone. Can you say that again?
It's a Bola wrap. They're just now getting to the police department. So it comes out at about 600 feet per second. It's an 8-foot tungsten cable with hooks on the end, and it either wraps around their ankles or their arms, but it subdues or slows them.
Yeah, I've seen those. I've seen just through like videos that have been sent around, like some Batman type of stuff.
Tell me, you're not ready to do that the first chance you get.
On me or on you guys?
Who cares, right?
I'm in.
It's going to be fantastic. Because, hey, look, it's not going to hurt anybody. And I feel like that's like the greatest thing you could do to somebody who's just being an a-hole.
There's a whole lot of things I like to do to guys being an a-hole. Unfortunately, you know, carrying that badge and that gun, there's a lot of things I can't do. But, that would be a nice one for sure.
Well, there's that in-between. Like, you're not bad enough to shoot you now. But you're so irritating to me, I want to do something. And I feel like that's where non-lethal weapons come in.
That is exactly it. You know, listen, I will honestly, pepper spray, I mean, you know, when we are allowed to use it, and, you know, it's used on guys, to men or women who have never been pepper sprayed before, afterwards, they frequently will tell us they'd rather be, you know, have us beat their ass.
Yeah.
Because that is the worst thing, that they've never experienced anything like it. It's worse than dog bites. It's worse than getting hit by one of those pepper balls or those launchers. That stuff is miserable, and people have no idea until they've been hit with it.
Yeah, no, it's brutal. That's why I keep some at the house. Like it looks like a fire extinguisher one I've got. It's like basically bear spray, and because it does work.
Yeah, and those things, they shoot like 15, 20 feet or something like that, yeah. Bigger ones like that.
Yeah, I gave one to Nikki here, and she, of course, keeps a small one in her purse that she'll never find, and she'll be 6 months pregnant from the rape before she gets it out of her goddamn purse.
Not possible, and I know where it's at.
Yeah.
You know exactly where it's at. Well, I've got a story. My son, who's actually in the car with me right now, driving, he's almost 17 now, but when he was, 2 years old or so, I had my gun belt, no gun in it, but my rig sitting on a table in our living room at the time, and he pulled the pepper spray out and sprayed it.
Oh.
And my wife, I swear, my wife did not talk to me for like 2 days on that one. that was bad. So it worked, I promise.
Hey, speaking of getting crazy, what are you doing Memorial Weekend? Are you going to be anywhere near Rocklahoma?
I actually am going to be here in Tulsa. I know we're having another planned break during May leading up to that weekend, and I will be here. But it's out prior, if I remember correctly, is where they have that every year. It's only maybe 20 minutes away from Tulsa.
We should catch up because I'll be down there for Saturday and Sunday. And going home on Monday, and Jesse and the boys and Jackal are dear friends, and I know they're huge law enforcement fans, so we should all get together and get to the show, man, because I know we're going to be there, they're going to be there. If you can take the day off, man, we'll take care of you on stuff.
Hell yes, I'm in. Got me in, for sure.
We'll definitely stay in touch on that, because it's a great lineup there. That's a great three-day event.
Yeah, I've never been out there. I know officers in the past that from here in Tulsa, because it is such a large event, guys get hired for security and go out there and things like that. And just timing-wise, it's never worked for me to attend. So let's hook up. I'm in.
You see, this is where I progressed, Nikki. Now I'm smart enough to know you got to hang with the law enforcement if you're going to get outside the law. You know what I'm saying?
And he knows if I'm going to be around something stupid and have some fun, you're right there. I point to you.
That's right.
Blame it on you.
I'm a patsy.
He won't get in trouble because you're there.
That's right.
That's fantastic. I got to tell you, you got a dangerous day ahead of you being a cop. And I just realized you said you were in a car with your son who's 16 and he's driving?
No, I'm driving.
Okay.
So, here in Oklahoma, you could still talk on your phone and drive.
I didn't know if he was just. No. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, but we've got a buddy of mine who's who financially has done very well in life, and they've got a couple of high end cars that they've rented a racetrack. We're going to go out and drive someone else's expensive race cars, basically around for a few hours this morning. So we're heading out there.
You're the best dad ever. You just got back off vacation. Was he on vacation with you as well?
He was, I took both he and my daughter. We went down to Mexico for a few days, and much needed. It was enjoyable.
Now, tell me this. Are your kids mellow kids, or do you find that they get in a little more trouble because they're a cop's kid?
No, actually, I'm very, very fortunate. I mean, now they're totally two different kids, but both of them very mellow, well-behaved.
Good.
The cops haven't called me and, hey, Sarge, we need to talk kind of deal. I haven't gotten any of those phone calls. Yeah, so hopefully that'll continue on.
Because you remember when we were kids. Like, it was always a PK, police or preacher's kid. We're always the rowdy ones.
Always.
Yeah.
The preacher's daughters were great, great ones to date.
I could tell you stories, my friend. I could also tell you a story about I'll be careful with this because I know their family still lives here. But I was in high school, and he was a trainer at the police force. And in some hand-to-hand stuff and some defense stuff. And he may have walked into his house and caught me with his daughter in their bed.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. He threw me through a screen door.
You were married, of course, right?
Yeah. I married the concrete when he threw me through a screen door with my pants around my ankles.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I never.
Nope, I have not had to do that. So these two have been great.
I never knew a guy could have such hand strength that he could turn the skin above your ass into a handle as he grabbed you by your head and that.
Lift you up, yeah.
Yep, yep. I don't know if you've ever had to do that to a perpetrator, but I assure you it works.
Yes, it does. That combined with the back of the neck.
Yes.
It's like carrying luggage. So it works out quite well.
I'd be terrified if I'd have walked in and seen you. How tall are you, Sean?
No. 6'4".
Yeah. No, you're a big guy.
I'm a tall, wiry feller. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen,
congratulations on a successful vacation with no issues and live PD coming back. And for sure, we'll get together that Memorial weekend. I'll get there probably around noon on that Saturday, and we'll just exchange phone numbers, and I'll make sure that I'll see if the guys will take care of you and leave you something at the front box office.
Man, love it. Great. Look, hey, we look forward to seeing everybody back. Like you said, the 29th, we're back. We're going to have Greene County there. Missouri's going to be back. Oklahoma Highway Patrol. I get a lot of questions about PD Cam. Yes, we've got new episodes coming. They just haven't released the date yet. So that'll be coming back sometime this summer as well. And fellas, always a pleasure to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you next month.
Take care, man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.